These are extremely powerful and dangerous animals. Sure, they are more tolerant of humans than their wild counterparts, but many handlers have lost their arms, legs, and even their lives to cats that had previously exhibited no signs of aggression. Shiva says that the tigers are still very powerful and very dangerous. She goes on to use the word counterparts. A counterpart is a person or a thing that has a similar function or does something similar somewhere else. So, for example, if you work at a company as an accountant, and then you meet someone who works as an accountant in another company, that person is your counterpart at the other company. Shiva also uses the word handler, which is a person who trains an animal. So she says that, yes, these tigers are more willing to accept humans being around them than the wild tigers that they are like, but that many trainers of these tigers have lost arms, legs, and have even been killed by cats that otherwise had not seemed like they were going to attack a human being.
Shiva 呢，他就解释说呢 ，these are extremely powerful and dangerous animals， 就说呢，大型猫科动物类其实都是非常凶猛的动物。Sure, they are more tolerant of humans than their wild counterparts， 就说呢，当然了，就是他们可能会比野生的来的容忍人类。这边有一个名词 counterpart， 就是指对应的人或物。那像是就是如果你是会计师在某一间公司，那另外一间就是同样跟你一样是会计师的，你就可以说他是你的 counterpart， 因为你们就是有同样的功能，就是同样都是会计师。But many handlers have lost their arms, legs, and even their lives to cats that had previously exhibited no signs of aggression. 就说呢，很多的，但是还是有很多的驯兽师，就是在动物没有表现任何侵略的迹象下，就是失去了他们的手背、腿或者甚至是生命。那这边的 handler 就是它是指驯兽师。
How serious is this issue?We can't be talking more than a few dozen cats, right? I'd guess 100 tops. In the U.S. alone, approximately 5,000 tigers live in captivity. That's greater than the entire wild population. And of these, only around 5 to 10% live in accredited zoos. Tony asks Shiva how serious is the issue of big cats in zoos?He says that you can't be talking about more than maybe a couple dozen cats, you know, 24, 36, something like this. He goes on to guess 100 and uses the word tops, which means at most. So he says he'd guess at most 100. Shiva says that in the United States alone, there are about 5,000 tigers that live inside of a zoo or a cage.And that's greater than all of the number of tigers that live out in the wild. In her next sentence, she uses the word accredited, which means officially recognized. So she says that of those 5,000 tigers, only about 5 to 10% of them live in officially recognized zoos.
Tony 他就问说呢 ，How serious is this issue？ 就说呢，这个议题有多么严重呢 ？We can't be talking more than a few dozen cats, right？ I guess 100 tops。Tony 就觉得说，应该不超过几十只吧。那就是像是 dozen， 他这边就是一打，像是12只，所以 a few dozen 大概就是像是36只啊，24只这样子算上去，所以他就说。不超过几十只吧，那它就是最多就是100只。那 tops 在这边就是一个副词，就是有至多或者是最多。那 Shiva 又就是接着就是解释说 ，In the U.S. alone, approximately 5,000 tigers live in captivity。就说呢，单指美国就有就是约5000只的老虎被饲养。That's greater than the entire wild population。就说呢，这其实就是远大于整个野生老虎的数量。And of these, only around 5 to 10% live in accredited zoos. 就说呢，但是在这5000只里面，其实只有就是约5%至10%的老虎居住在合格的动物园里。这边有一个形容词 accredited， 就是指鉴定合格的、正式认可的意思。